Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. Today I have... Well, I have Eric Altman with me. I'm always excited when Eric's with me because we get to really delve into some really, really juicy stuff. And so the call that we're going to be having tonight is going to be on, are you listening? And then to who? Before we get to that, because I think that that's maybe part of what I want to talk about today. I've had a couple things happen recently and a couple clients also reflecting and mirroring the same sort of thing. But it's about perceptions, and we get caught up in our perceptions really strongly. And even though we can sit back and say, wait a minute, this is just a perception. It's based on, you know, it's based on my experiences. It's based on, you know, my filters. But I felt myself getting frustrated, and then I felt myself not being able to communicate properly. And so when it comes to perceptions, I mean, it feels so real, and yet we know it's not. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. So what can we do? Like, I really understand, but I mean, I was getting so frustrated and not being able to communicate either, that it was really adding into, you know, this whole illusion and this whole, you know, and then when I would sit back, I would sort of see kind of bits of it, but I still wanted to, you know, almost blame the other person, even though I knew it wasn't, even though I knew, you know, this was about me and trying to understand, but there's a part of me that just was not understanding necessarily where my frustration was actually coming from.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's our upbringing and our training, you know, as children. And I don't think it's unique to any, like, specific part of the country or the world or whatever. But I think it's very specific to humans. And I think what you said about, you know, our first inclination is to be defensive and then also blame the other person on some level, you know, because we're listening to our story or our side of it, and we're convinced on to a certain degree that, you know, I'm right and the other person's kind of off, or they're weird, or something's wrong with them or whatever.
First thing is to try and help them understand where, you know, their perceptions, like, where they're going wrong, so that they can heal. It's like, well,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point, because then it's even solidifying more the confusion for both parties then. And then the other person's trying to do the same back to us. And so, you know, we're actually not talking to each other at all. Like our projections are talking to each other.
Yeah.
And that's just going to lead to misery. Or discord, or not talking to each other, and, you know, separating friendships, relationships, you know, every type of connection that we have on the planet, you know. So it's a very potent area, and it's an area that we can probably make the most strides in our life, as far as just as a whole too, when we crack the code of ourself and how we communicate and how people perceive us is huge. It's like, it's where we can really blossom into our own heart self, our own true self, our own awakened self, where the all possibilities exist in every moment. And it just comes down to, like, looking, for me personally, like, it comes down to looking at myself first instead of looking at the other person, you know?
Right.
Like, I feel uncomfortable, like, what did they do? You know,
and how can I help them?
Yeah, and I think it's just like today, like, even coming through different kind of openings or awakenings and different things that I've experienced in my life. So now I understand it in a different way. it's just human. So I have the same response that I did, say, maybe 10 years ago, but it's more funny. You know, it's more light, I would say. You know, I have the same reaction to something and to someone. And so then when I give voice to that, there's a playfulness to that, and there's something that's not really pointed at the person's, you know, I'm not going for the throat, you know, so to speak. And so I think it, so that starts to set the tone too in the interaction. For more openness, for more play, for more, so that we don't have to discontinue, like, with, you know, our line of thought or whatever. But it just comes off it, so we can both learn from that, from the interaction. Like, what is it really? You know, usually I'm that reaction. I'm trying to hide from something, or I'm scared. It's like, and neither one of them are negative. It's just what is as a human being. Right. And so if we just see that and play with that with the other person, we don't have to do that too many times to really grok it, to really internalize that. So we can start playing that way with everyone, and especially with ourselves. So we're not, that's where it all starts. When we're, most people that I connect with are super hard on themselves, you know, and when we're doing that, it's hard to then switch the gear, you know, to when we're talking to someone, not to have that residual either leak out, or project that onto them, just so we can get it out of our system.
That makes sense. Okay, so I find myself frustrated. I should try and figure out what my fear is.
Yeah, so what is, you know, like at that time, right? Say now, what are you feeling right now?
I'm not feeling frustrated right now.
Yeah. What's your experience right now? What are you feeling right now?
I always get really playful with you. I mean, there's just this, I mean, you bring out that kind of heartfelt joy, so it's kind of hard not to. But okay, so there might be some, it's like I'm looking for clarity, but in a very playful way.
Yeah. So that's it right there. So if you can do that, where then it's not dependent on the person across the table from you.
Right.
So the same thing is magical then. It's like then, so then we can start to see, like, actually I'm trying to make this other person wrong, so then I can feel better, and I don't have to feel what's going on inside of me. So that's kind of the crux of it. And it's just about learning that in the sense, and then actually putting it into play in our lives. So that's where the courage, I think, comes from internally, like the courage just to be, allow ourselves just to be who we are. And we're always, I mean, the people I work with a lot, say one-on-one and that sort of thing, yeah, they're always surprised. Like when they come out the other end, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm really a nice person, you know, and I'm really like, you know, I thought I was a real whatever, you know, and they can fill in the blanks, but they're not kind words they've thought about themselves.
Right.
So what they, since they, you know, have a negative connotation, you know, or idea about themselves. And so they're ticked off at the world for having that, and so that gets, again, like it just feels so gooey. They want to goo the other person, so to get it off them.
Right.
Yeah, and you could almost, and it's not a conscious thing. It's just it happens because it happens so quick. We're so fluid in that language that it happens so fast, and then the argument's already going in. And then by the time the argument is in place, we've totally forgot about even what it was about. Because it's more about this old feeling that's just has been running us for years and years and years. Or just feelings, or, you know, it could be like, who knows, a myriad of or a combination of, you know, 10 of the above things that we don't like about ourselves, or we think we're awkward, or we think we're this way, or we think whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. It's just the same stuff, you know, some negative non-truths that reside inside of us.
Yeah. That's good.
So if we give ourselves that time to see, for me, if I'm going back and forth with someone, or maybe it's an intense conversation, and then I might slow down because I could feel like I'm heading for the cliff, you know. And sometimes it's a little more challenging than others, but still just bring all my energy into my heart area, and just to. And I'll ask for also, hey, just give me a second. You know, I just need to breathe a little bit. And so what I'm actually doing is I'm just tapping into that inside of me, like, you know, what is it here that's happening? And so then I can start connecting with my mind that's a little bit scared or maybe frightened about something that I'm going to get caught, you know? And then I look at it, it's like, well, what, you know, I'm a grown man and I'm sitting here with this other grown man talking about something, and what am I going to get caught for? Nothing. Do you know what I mean? So then I can just, it just diffuses, but it happens so fast. I mean, that maybe take 15 seconds. Hmm. And I think just that where I've done that many times, just right in the presence of the other person, I'll say, like, can you just give me a minute for this? And usually it's never a minute, it's probably 30 seconds. And then just giving ourselves that space just to allow our humanness to like kind of come through and to really, yeah. So it will show itself to us when we show good faith in ourselves, it will come up right away. It'll be very clear. But if we're looking for if our little attorney comes out and is looking for the right answer to like get around this point here, you know, and win this point in the case. So yeah, it will just be, yeah, it'll just lead to more like confusion, right. and just kind of like, you know, people getting angry at each other and just ticked off and so on.
Right. Okay. So when the perceptions are, so whenever you find yourself thinking, I mean, it's, whenever we get triggered, it's us. I mean, that, I've always known that, and when I'm working with a client and, you know, they're going over the same thing over and over again, and it's like it's at a stall, like it's not going anywhere.
With a client, like, so then you guys have already set up, you know, it'd be like a friendship, but it's a different type of relationship, right? And right. so then obviously it would be appropriate to say that then, say just working with people, to say, so you just, you're playing this TV show called Rerun, so you just run over the same thing like 10 times. And so is there a point you're trying to make? And so hopefully that'll get some fire in the person, right? And it typically does. And probably for all of us that would, you know, it's just a human nature thing. And it's just a habit of hiding because they think they've done something wrong somewhere. So that's for all of us. And so we'll kind of tell maybe this, a canned story that we're really good at, you know, to deflect. And so if I start to say that I know how to do that, I've done that many, many times, and it's really fun for a while, then I get bored with it, and then people get mad at me, and then I don't have any friends.
Right.
But it's so much more fun to just let ourselves, allow ourselves to be the human that we are, and then the potency and the powerful aspect of us then really starts to come out, because it's a powerful change internally that we're making, that we become aware of it, and we decide we want to change that. It's huge. It definitely can shift our whole life, and then in our perspective, definitely like right away, like oh, I can say that, and it's not weird, or it's not this or that. No, then we find out, we're like everyone else. And so it's such a nice feeling then to feel part of, you know, this like a in your house, like part of the family or part of the global family or whatever you want to call that. So, and then it's interesting, those things just stop showing up. There's just not a need for them to show up anymore.
Right. And it's when it's someone we're really trying to help accept themselves, like where a lot of times it's, you know, bringing up things that are really reflecting their poor self-esteem or their poor self-confidence within themselves, but yet have it on rerun.
Right. So again, maybe just so I think to look inside too, the same, because we're all carrying the same stuff, and whether we have learned to accept that, there's a part in each of us that carries that, and then pretty soon maybe one person's overcome that and seen through the whole thing. And so, yeah, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't need to like play that or play that card or put that block between me and the other person. Because if they see me really, then, you know, they'll think I'm a loser and, you know, I'm not worthy and whatever the story is. And so, you know, it's not to diminish that, but it's just, that's just what runs in the person's mind. So the more we press on it and then, the perception internally from the other person is like, wow, this is a lot worse than I thought, because they keep asking me the same thing again. So, yeah, I think it's just that I think that's where that's really important then at that juncture, you know, when we're stuck in any kind of connection with someone, is just then to reveal something vulnerable about ourselves that we might deem or feels equally kind of awkward, you know, for ourselves. And so that always breaks down every wall there is.
That's an interesting piece.
Yeah, it's a key, like most people would most of the population would never do that.
Right.
It's sad. So then what happens, you miss out on most of your life then too, because then you're stuck or pigeonholed in this idea that we've created of ourselves, and then we're missing playing really with everyone else, you know?
Yeah.
And then it shows the kind of the light in us, that we're showing the real true light in us, the real awakened part of us, like, oh, well, yeah, I'm aware of that too. Or a lot of people, I would just say, have these ideas, these notions of, you know, if I'm aware, or I have this awareness, or I'm awakened, or I'm this or that, it means X, Y, and Z. No, it just means that you're aware of everything and that's running through you. It doesn't mean that stuff is not you. It's just coming through you.
Right.
Yeah, so it's so powerful, and to hear. I'm just trying to think of something that this resembles what we're talking about. In India, when I was been there a couple times, and so I was there once for the Dalai Lama's birthday, and it was just this kind of thing. So he would talk with some of his students and that sort of thing, and then he would constantly like tell on himself. And it's nothing that I'm saying kind of, you know, that's not, it wasn't out in the open in front of like a whole bunch of people. And so it's not a private story or anything like that. So, so he'd always just, he said, oh yeah, I did that this morning. I got really mad. Then I picked up a rock and I threw it over at the wall, and then I felt a lot better.
And so, well, that was an interesting little bit of technological difficulty, and we got to the point where Eric was telling us how at his birthday the Dalai Lama told how he just went out through a rock and he felt better. So from there, I mean, we were talking about how if we can show that we're human and show that we're vulnerable, that that can help shift people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to move on forward from there, right?
Yes, we're going to move on.
So, okay. I would say just in that same vein, how maybe to watch for when, because we can feel when we hold back, or when we're not going to talk, or when we're playing kind of chess with someone else, you know, or a group of people, it's just a pattern. If we see it, this is a pattern of mine. And yeah, am I having fun? Is it working for me? You know, we can ask ourselves those questions to help us awaken more, to help us be more awake to ourselves first and foremost, and then the self will start coming out. The true self just starts inherently, like just bleeding out of it. Just showing itself more and more and more, because we're allowing that outer kind of facade that looks like us, you know, run the show and give voice to any situation, you know, that we come upon, etc., because we feel safer behind, you know, kind of behind the curtain. But if we'd only open the curtain, then we'd see that all we are is just this pure, luminous, bright light. That then, and we still have experiences, feelings, etc. In a myriad of ways, the whole gamut. We still have the same identical kind of maybe just banter in our head, or whatever you want to call that. Just projections on people and things like that, but our response to them is dramatically different. It's more like funny and light and playful and malleable and just recognition of you know, like I'm a person too, just like everyone else, and just that in itself is like it's more than you could put in words. It's so. Things just become much more smooth and easy and just clear. And then we can articulate ourselves more, I guess, truthfully to people. And then we're not worrying about the – it just doesn't show up, the worry about the outcome, you know, as long as we're staying on our – whatever our path is, and we're just sticking to ourselves. We don't have to keep going back. That's where sickness comes from. Two opposing like energies moving around in our body. Like one, the true self is trying to break through, and then conversely, this other self that we've kind of created out of protection, etc. And they just don't work together, and so. Something's got to give, because we just keep spinning kind of around the same circle, and it just gets better at itself, just by like anything else. If you do something every day, it gets really good at not being, you know, we get good at not being our true self. And so, but if we intervene on that, it just takes a matter of like a couple of days to start getting quite good at it, because it's such a relief. For one, and it's such a high resonance with us, we just know this is, you know, we're on to something, and this something is us. It's me, or it's you. And, we just don't have to look over our shoulder or remember what we said yesterday to this person or whatever. There's something that just drops, where then that's how the awareness comes in, because we're not having to think or look around and remember all this stuff that we don't even want to remember, so it just clogs up our beautiful, bright self that's there every second, every minute.
And that layer, that sort of lies the problem, in that we think that this is so serious. Like it's this bit about how life is such a struggle, and it's painful, and it's serious, and we forget that it's just a game. Like, we forget just to laugh, and, you know, to make fun of ourselves is not the same as, you know, the kids in the courtyard that laughed at you. It's just to show the simpleness, that there's right. joy in all of it. Like, I think that's what happens, right? We get this peace where we want to be right. It's that little kid that
you it know, is. Yeah. So that's it. If we just, a good first step is just to recognize that we're trying to protect this little kid in us. And so, to see that we don't have to do that anymore. And, just to find out actually who are we, like who, you know, on our own, and just to play with that, to start playing, with different ideas. And I think that's the most terrifying thing to people. And it doesn't need to be at all, because there's no, once you start doing it, you recognize the freedom and the fun in it. And there's no, it's not about being scared, or it's not about, it doesn't feel terrifying at all. On the contrary, it's just like anybody getting out of prison. It's like you're just allowing yourself to walk through the prison, you know, door and out into this freedom, you know, called you. And it's there every second. It's nothing we have to learn. It's already there, sitting, waiting for the door to open. And we have the keys to the castle, you know?
And it's this lightness. Like, it really, like, I kind of think about, you know, when I'm driving and I get caught up because the energy all around me is all about, you know, road rage. And then I can finally laugh at myself as soon as I see it and go, what are you doing? Like, I know that I'm just getting caught up in the energy that's around me.
Yeah.
But when it's something more personal, it's harder to just say, hey, you know, what are you doing?
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. So if I think about this personal, like, then, the first thing that comes to mind, it's like, I kind of laugh about it, and somebody will say like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean that personally. And it's like, yeah, I didn't take it personally.
Right.
You know, I'm listening to what you're saying. And so so they start laughing, because it's like, you know, there's something just about that, because then they know there's some deeper truth that we it's not even describable. But they actually know what I meant exactly when I said that, you know.
Right.
And so then I can see it bounce back to them, and they get the feeling of like, yeah, I don't have to take this personally either. And then all of a sudden, yeah, we're both kind of smiling or laughing or whatever.
Right.
And that's in every second. I mean, it's not to ever diminish a situation or any, I'm not speaking of anything, of course, like that, but that there's appropriateness to, you know, everything. And so, you know, that just comes almost organically, very fast, that discernment of where's, you know, empathy, and where does that, those kind of things fit in to the grander scheme and things.
Right.
Yeah, we already know that. We just know all this other stuff. And so we're afraid about, well, what if this happens? I don't know how to do this. We do. I mean, just because it's ingrained in us already, but we haven't just got to that point or let that out. So we do it on a practice level, and kind of say it on a level that's really not coming from our hearts. It's more like, oh, this is appropriate to say now.
Yeah.
And, you know, we feel it too, and it feels like, that doesn't really feel that great.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay, so I realized that we started this call without a grounding meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the topic that we were going to talk about was that we're going to also talk about on the call tonight is, you know, are you listening? And in a way, perceptions are when you're not listening.
Right, exactly. That's great, yeah.
So maybe before we get into that piece, maybe let's do a nice grounding exercise for everybody so that they can, and even, you know, maybe a little bit of bringing in that understanding about the perceptions, that how we get so caught up in it, and how, you know, this is a such, it's so much more playful than we have, than we're making it. Like we just keep forgetting.
Right, that's true. Yeah, and then once we jump in the pool all the way, just make that commitment and dive in. Yeah, we'll never have fear about that again. So I think it's a wading in that people try. Well, I'll try it a little bit and see how it works, but it doesn't create success that way for us internally, because then the water feels a little bit cold or feels warm or whatever. So we still don't know.
We're going to find an excuse about that water.
because we don't know enough. And then, so it's better just to dive. I'd rather, you know, just to dive in and trust that, and trust my life up to that point, that I know it hasn't been the life that feels good to me. That's great. I know I'm not living my full life, my full potential. And so why not just dive in the water? You know, just take the dive and then find out from your own experience. And then I would guarantee 100% of the time that then people would, they would come to their own self, awaken to their own true self.
Yeah. Okay. You want to do a grounding meditation for us?
Yeah. So do you want me, we can just, do you want me to kind of like walk through something that way, or what would be best?
You know, walkthroughs are always great for radio, but if you do it better just by being silent, it's whatever works best for you.
So the reason, so I could preface that. So when I'm quiet, and then I can do a lot more things, like internally from start of the head, the brain down, and then just to try to, again, like allow that, give it messages how to calm down, like what to do, and then kind of all the way down through the whole body that way. Right. And then ground it into the earth. And so I could probably get probably 8 times as much more efficient, I guess, for me that way. And then so people can get much more out of it that way too as well.
Plus, our heads aren't involved.
That's why I like doing that much more, because, yeah, like you said, like someone will grab onto one piece of it, maybe in the beginning, then they kind of like lose the rest of it
exactly.
too.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe how long is good?
However you're feeling it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay. So if everyone can just, allow yourself to drop. Allow your shoulders to drop and relax. And relax your mind. Just let that drop, or imagine what that would look like or feel like, just to let go of your thoughts as they come through. And your neck. Again, your middle of your back and shoulders. Just let go. And just set your intention to receive. Okay.
Nice. Felt all whatever was going on in my shoulders just kind of disappear.
Oh, nice. That's perfect. You know, so then you can maybe talk about this part. The second time that I've tried this, and I did it last week with quite a large group of people. I think about 28,000 people.
Oh, nice.
And so, but what I did is, like, I duplicated myself like 6 times, and then broke kind of, they gave me the parameters where they're at as far as on the map. And so I went outside the map and in just kind of a circle. And then inside that circle, I replicated myself in different locations. And then so that energy that I was transmitting would stay with all the people, like, in that for at least like 3 to 4 weeks to help them, like, kind of cross over into this area what we're speaking of, you know, more this playfulness and the truth of who we are, so it's supporting that that function, I would say, of doing that, the functionality of it. And so, it's really fun. And so I was checking on a couple of people, and they would notice that the first thing this morning, they could feel the energy as soon as they got out of bed. And so I did the same thing. So that will be on. So something maybe you can mention, or I can mention it too, just to remind people. And so when they're aware of it, so that they can just be aware of it in the beginning, then they don't have to really think about it anymore. So they might just, but they might have different experiences throughout the week, this coming week after we do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So initially, the topic for our call tonight, so anybody, you know, this is the time. Our new support group will be starting in May. It will be on the first Thursday, so that's, wait a minute, it's the first Tuesday. That's where I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the time I gave you. No, okay,
so it's
the
like
first...
Me.
Exactly. First Tuesday is the 5th of May, so we'll be starting up another support group and joining with the people that we have, so we want to keep this momentum going. And so the topic we were going to discuss tonight is, you know, are you listening and to who? And that kind of, for me, that kind of brought up two things. One, you know, when we're with someone, are we completely engaged in listening to them? Or, you know, are we making judgments, and are we making, you know, our little, you know, are our perceptions getting in the way? And then, you know, when we're looking for guidance, or when we're, you know, trying to make that connection, getting grounded, and are we, you know, who are we listening to? Are we listening to, you know, the wounded child, or that little child that, you know, tends to, tends to make its own voice known? Or are we in a place where we are totally open and listening to that gentle guidance that is full of love and joy versus, you know, the child that's full of fear?
Right. Yeah. And just always, you know, kind of trying to get the right answer. And so, it's just a miserable place to be, you know, because, you know, typically we're not going to get the right answer from that spot, you know, from kind of hiding out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it doesn't matter if we are, I'm just saying, but it's just that we're just going to keep cultivating more of the separation of ourself.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's excellent. I think it's that it's obviously it fits everyone. So
it really does. So in playing with that theory before we get into tonight's, I mean, we all know what our intuition other than our gut intuition, which can sometimes, you know, well, our gut's always trying to protect us. So that intuition can, it's not necessarily fearful either. It's just sort of making us more aware of something that could happen. But you know, the guidance that we're talking about is really that, you know, that joyful light exuberance that we kind of hold within us. And then the other piece, which seems to be like the dichotomy that we're trying to understand about ourselves, that we really do have these two very different energies within us. And one can really take over and play on the other, or because the one guidance is just really gentle. Like it's not overbearing. It's the one that has full acceptance. It's the one that's non-judgmental. It's the one that's full of love and light. It doesn't push us.
Yeah. On the contrary. Yes. It waits. Yes. Because it has all the wisdom. It knows exactly, it's the true self in us, and that's why people refer to it as that, as such. And it just knows. It just knows the next step, the right next step for each one of us, and whatever that could be. And so, yeah, our job is just to kind of start to pay attention, and then we start to coalesce with it, and we just become that instantaneously. And so we don't have to like kind of ponder something. It just kind of starts to pop. Everything pops up, you know, when someone asks me a question, it just comes up. You know, I don't have to think about it, you know.
Right.
It's just there. It's just the information is already there. So it's just because it's become fluid, so now it just kind of moves of its own volition. And pretty soon, you know, you just start to see and trust that so much. It's just, yeah, your whole being starts to relax and let down, which just supports that experience more and more. And so you keep getting bigger, not smaller, or just stay the same. You're always expanding.
And given that are we always going to have the two kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. The one is there, you know, almost on some level to keep us, you know, I would say just to keep us sharp in a way, you know, because then the wisdom in us knows, like, yeah, if I kind of, you know, get lazy or whatever, it'd be harder to go back to sleep, so to speak, you know, but nevertheless, it's just still there. And so just for that purpose of our own protection, self-protection, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in a healthy way, in the healthiest way. And so, but the other, you just end up residing there. It's just a state of being. And so it's fully contained in and of itself, and has access to anything that we need or desire or whatever. And then pretty soon those things we thought we needed before or desired, yeah, a lot of times they just start to become very minimal. And yeah, because the simplest things like bring out such joy, just because we're seeing them, and there's not something to go to next that's bigger, you know, or it's not, because it's not linear the way that we look at something or think about it.
And so the people, and But, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we're just supposed to get rid of our ego, and I have no ego. And usually the people that say that, I think, you know.
I would just say they're out to lunch, you know. And so, and I in a lot of just places where I've spoken at, and then I'll just say that kind of thing, you know, because it's something that gets people's attention, like just talking from where people are living, right? You know, just say you're totally out to lunch, you know, and then people start, you know, it's funny. Some people get pissed off, some people, everything. So it brings out the whole human experience. And in that, it's like it gets to be fun, because in those kind of engagements, it's like, people can see the realness of, or the unrealness of like what they're speaking when we play that way. And when we play a little bit harder than, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just really kind of cut to the chase, and whatever comes out, comes out. And so with that intention, you know, of course, everything, you know, might sound kind of funky sometimes, but it just, it saves, you know, years and years and decades of trying to work on ourselves, you know, because there's nothing to work on. and that's what creates the misery, because the wisdom inside of us knows that, and then we're sitting around trying to work on ourselves to get better, to get this or that, but we're already that.
Yeah. And so it's not even really a matter of evolving our ego. It's just really just recognizing that it's there and we're there too. Like it's
And sometimes it's really it's super helpful for us. And so we just, again, like it wouldn't be there if it wasn't like useful for us. And so we just have to, when we grow into our, say, so our true self, then we're the ones calling the shots. And so then when we need that aspect of us, and then we can call on it at the appropriate time. But then when it has free will just to run around kind of wild, then that's where we get in trouble.
Right. Yeah, because then
it's quite fun because if we see it in more of a relaxed way, like this is kind of how it rolls, or this is how it works, you know, and flows in our life, and so all these parts are useful, otherwise they wouldn't be there, and so they're all to like to keep us how would I say that? Yeah, to keep us open and free and just awake to everything. So if we kind of eradicated our ego, so then there would be some detriment in as far as our life too. So then we wouldn't be able to really relate with that, you know, with people. So that would be, it just wouldn't be that, it wouldn't be a positive for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just always kind of stopping ourselves, kind of like taking that breath and just getting grounded, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially in things that we have to consider, or, you know, what do I want to do right now? Or, and then sometimes, you know, if you stubbed your toe, then you say, fuck, you know, because it hurts like hell. And that's it. And so that's just human nature. And if someone says, oh, darn it, you know, I just almost cut my toe off, you know, when I when that car ran over my toe, you know, instead of like flipping the guy off and like throwing a rock at his car or something. So that would make much more sense to me. You know what I mean? Because it's very spontaneous and it's very real and it's human.
To throw the rock at him?
Yeah, it's just human nature. It's part of, and so that would be that, you know, that, I'm just saying that would be the exception, you know?
Yeah.
But, and it doesn't mean that then this, and 10 seconds right after that, then you're right back where you are.
Right. Because you expressed the anger there, the whatever that was with having your toe, yes.
Yeah, someone says that, yeah, they don't get mad or something like that, and they're, like I said, I just bring up that Dalai Lama thing just because of that, because he's really like a proponent, I know, of that kind of thing. And he's really one of the people that I see that kind of see there, like a new breed of that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where they like he recognized the importance of, not leaving the other part of us behind or separating off from that. You know, then we're just almost like perpetuating the same thing we're already doing. And making one part of us okay and the other part's fucked up or weird.
Yeah.
So it's just that word, like saying fucked up, you know, when I said fucked up in front of him, and then he could not stop laughing.
Nice.
I said, what are you laughing at? He goes, because all my advisors, they say, make sure you don't say that when the cameras are rolling, ever, when the cameras are out here. you know. Right. And he said, okay, just remind me if I can or I can't. But it's just like, you know, it's like that little kid in all of us, do you know what I mean? And right. It's and like he said, and I feel the same, you know, it's just that they're just words, do you know what I mean? Right. And then we get all riled up about it. And of course, he was not going to say it in some situation where it's not, you know, just funny, you know, around a bunch of people that he knows and whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, he definitely encompasses humanness. I mean, I've seen,
yeah.
You know, where he scratches his armpits and, you know, he's just human.
Yeah. And so that's what's important, because we think it's such a great example, because we think, okay, I want to be enlightened, or I want to be whatever. And so that means X. And then we leap above or out of the human experience. No, it's important to be here and, you know, take in everything that we have opportunity to, and then see like how do we kind of move with that, and how do we respond to that? Yeah. So, the bigger the challenge, and it's showing us that we're just starting. We're becoming more expansive and more powerful, and so then we're going to get met by that too, and to see how do we respond to that.
Okay, so we have this human quality that we need to learn how to play with more. And we have this other quality, whether we call it soul, spirit, higher self, intuition, that is this gentle acceptance, non-judgmental. It's just there, that both need to sort of find their space within us. Is that like what's the best way to bring them together?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's you know, a lot. It's like one being. Like we're like one being, and so we have all these facets to us. And so since we're in where we live right now, we live on this planet, and there's a myriad of people, and they're all coming from different places inside of them, and or recognition of their true self or not. And so in that, we have this amazing playground to you know, it's the best place, you know, in the universe to evolve as a human being. And so, yeah, so who knows, like, who the people who are enlightened or not, so to speak. Like, again, if you run into, say, a taxi guy and he honks his horn at you really loud and you want to, you know, yell at him. And so he could be someone there to help you, helping you to see, like, how do you respond. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if we're asking to grow and to expand and to really be ourselves, and so we ask that in earnest, that we're going to get the stimulus that will support that. And so if we see it otherwise, kind of like, oh, you know, I'm a victim of this, or I'm this, or poor me, kind of thing, yeah, so that's what we're going to get. That's the life we're going to get. And so but if we look at it eye to eye, and then I can say, you know, truthfully, well, this is what I'm asking for, and this is what I ask for. And so, yeah, and I still might whine and cry and be pissed off and all that. So that's just the human aspect. And so if I try to deny that, I'm trying to deny part of the whole. Hmm. So the discernment is like, yeah, but that part is not running me. That's not running the show. You know, there's this other wisdom. There's this other, like, much more potent being that's called me. That's running the show, and those things come up within that. And that's kind of keeping that balance. So if that wasn't there, it would be hard to then relate with everyone else.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes
because when you see people going around when they act like they're kind of, you know, this other person, they're already telling you right there that's not true at all. They're just kind of putting on this front. And so what they don't want is like to get close or connect with anybody, because then people will kind of find them out.
Right.
Yeah. So they keep distance from everyone.
Right.
Instead of really just jumping in the pool with everybody else. And then to me, it's like, wow, that kind of really shows something different. Yeah.
And our ability to hold the two within us?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the key, kind of. That's the, but when we touch into the wholeness of ourselves, so we recognize it's just they're not two, but one. And so that's, mm-hmm. they're aspects of the one. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it doesn't mean if I pray in the morning and in the night, say shit later on in the afternoon has anything, because it doesn't really, to the universe or anything else like that, doesn't mean anything, right? It only means something to us, the human mind, that we've created some meaning behind it. No one else has.
Right. Right. Wow. It's an interesting journey that we are on, for sure. Sometimes it feels like it's impossible, and other times it's just us learning. I guess it's almost like sometimes it feels like we're such babies at this.
Yeah, that's true, and that's nice. So with that, it's like it's amazing too. So we can be that. And then the next second we can like blossom into our fullness, like our full freedom or full awareness, whatever you want to call that. And so given that, it's like nice to have that latitude, and then knowing pretty soon that starts growing into, then we recognize. So even when something starts to come up, we can already begin to make a choice, you know, like how we want to involve ourselves in this interaction. So that's where that wisdom comes in. If we're just patient enough, and that's where the trust comes in, that it will come, the answer will come to me, like whatever's needed at any given moment. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel like rushed into something, you know, if I'm not quite sure, if I'm not really connected to it yet. So I just give it the time to percolate or whatever that needs to do. So I'm just listening to myself, you know, and I'm not trying to hurry it up or get the right answer. I don't really care what the answer is. I just want to like experience it come through, you know, and whatever that is, then I can put words to it.
Hmm. Fascinating. All right.
Yeah, then it's fun. Yeah. Hmm.
I think
when it's like fun and light and fun, then you know you're on to something.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling we will be exploring this for quite a while.
Yeah, fun. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric.
Okay.
For those who want to join us, you know, connect with us on either Intuitive Soul or go to ericaltman.com and find out about our support group. Join us on our support group. It's an amazing journey, and we've got the right person to assist us. Here you are. You're not wrong, Eric. You're good. All right. So thank you.
Okay. All right.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.